Daf kuflo med aleph, omed aleph. Batim chaser, shnei batim psuchim l'shtei chaseros. There's two houses opening into two courtyards. Shtayim l'chochaser, two houses to each courtyard. B'shtei chaseros, and two courtyards, psuchos l'movoy, opening up into the alleyway. Command the steamy dummy the hall agabi movi command the steamy have because with regard to the alleyway it's as if they're sealed up. The hochatseros mafsikos being time because the courtyards are a barrier in between them. Shaina button will see in the hand because you can't take out from the houses to the alleyways. Esher the mavatli beneha bottom shibachatzer the people who are living in the houses inside the courtyard, Rashus Sheshlahim Bachatzer, they can be mavatl the permission they have to use the courtyard, Lagabe Khadminao. With regard, meaning each one is mevatalit to one person, so that only he has the rights to use it. And therefore, the whole courtyard is that one person. Then he would be permitted to take out from his house to the courtyard. So bayis ikud chutzer batim leko. In each courtyard, you don't have houses in plural. But Rav boy shnei batim lechol chutzer. And Rav says we need two houses for each courtyard. Ela amar Rav Ashi time elav mishum batim bechatzeros psuchos l'saychayhu. The reason is not because the houses and courtyards are opening into the alleyway. The Rav bein irvu bein lo irvu, because Rav, whether you've done made an irv or not, mekevin de psichi shtei chaseros l'mavli, since two courtyards are opening up into the alleyway, shnei batim l'chol chaser, and two houses into each courtyard, then teras mavli olav is called an alleyway with regard to hilchos irvin, v'nitir belechi b'kayra, and it can become permitted to carrying it with either the vertical or beam or the cross beam. Behind the taima, and the reason is the chiirvo bechatzeros below neshtatvo b'mavoi aser l'taltobo, and that's the reason why, if you made an eruv in the courtyards and not the eruv the sheet of in the, with the alleyway, it's aser to move it. It's aser to carry in the alleyway. V'chi lo irvo, and when you did not make the eruv in the courtyards, shari it will be permitted to move in the alleyway, move the objects in the alleyway. Mi garm lechatzeros she'aser al mavoi on the alleyway the hatzrichu shituf. To obligate the partnership, meaning the eruv with the alleyway, in order to be able to take out from the courtyards into the alleyway. Batim hu digarmi lo. It's the houses which caused it. The ilam mishum batim. If it was not because of the houses, havalu chatzeros umavoi rishus achas. But then the courtyards and the alleyways would be one rishus, one domain. The Rav, the Omer, the Hamilsa, Rav Shimon Sriyalei. The Rav who says this holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Omer Be'ervin, who holds in Meseches Ervin, Kag V'chotzer V'karfev U'mavoi Kulim Rishos Achasim, that the roofs and the courtyards and the karfevs and the alleyways are all one Rishos. M'taltel Mizel is saying you can move from one to the other. Omer Ravolo, and Rav said on that, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, V'hu Shaloi Irvu Batim Im Chatzeres, and that's so long as you have not made an Erev between the houses and the courtyards. So Shrichi Mani the Batim B'chotzer, because it's not common that the objects, the clothing and other vessels in the houses will be found in the courtyard. Hilchach, therefore, the inyan. Tiltu, the guard, the moving objects in the courtyard. Nami, kilo, irvu, chatzeros, in mabotim, when the courtyards have not made an erv with the houses, shari is going to be permitted to move the objects. The habilu kamo, shinishtafibo, dummy. So as if you actually became partners in it. The migarmel the mavi le'aser, because who what caused the alleyway from aser to move lahatzrich l'shituf and to obligate the shituf meaning the erev with the alleyway. Batim garmelo, it's the houses that caused it ve'enum and they're not here sharing the stalkum ve'enum because they've as if they've separated themselves from it. Umutu lahitzim in the chatzeres l'mavi and you're going to be able to move out the objects from the courtyard to the alleyways ke'ilu nishtatvu as if they did the erev there nishtatvu and when they did the erev with which the nishtatvu is the lashon erev for an alleyway lo masafka lando mutter latatu b'kulam we have no doubt that it's mutter to move and everything lo l'kol amar Rabbi Elazar lo b'kol machshiri mitzvah amar kenan with all preparatory stages of the mitzvah that he say this okay mefarish hay machshir mitzvah asal me'uti and later we're going to explain which preparatory mitzvah we are coming to exclude now. It's an obligation to bring it that day. You can't delay it till tomorrow. Below London, Rabbi Elazar, the afiyosan titcha Shabbos, the baking them will push off Shabbos. He only learned it out through gzera Shabbos. And if he holds by all preparatory stages of the mitzvah that the mitzvah itself is supposed to be done on Shabbos, will push off. It has the same din and pushes off Shabbos. Lama li gezer shavu. Why does it need gezer shavu? Ma hava hamura bo imer machshi recha dahainu ksiru tchina behar kodesh. So that's the harvesting, the grinding up, and the sifting. They doichens the Shabbos, push off the Shabbos, garmin menachos. As we say, meseches menachos. The chorish of kosher tishbois, and that's the pasuk. Ma chorish rishos, just like the iser of plowing is something which is a rishos. Af ksiru rishos. Also, the harvesting is only when it's rishos. It's not something you have to do. Yotz ksiru so imer that. Is not including the cutting, the harvesting of the omer shehi mitzvah, which is a mitzvah shekain matzah katzer shelo l'shem omer. If you found wheat already, barley already cut, harvested for the omer, not for the omer. I mean, it was already the harvest had already been done. Still, mitzvah looks through the shema. You still have a mitzvah to harvest the shame the carbon omer. The chesiv k'saritim avosam. You cut it down and you broil it. Look, a chesiru guf a mitzvah. The harvesting is a mitzvah. Tamer b'shnei halechem. We can't learn from that too. Shnei halechem shlo nemer v'hen chesiru. There's no word chesiru being said in the pasuk on them. Therefore, there's no mitzvah to actually cut down l'shem the shnei halechem. Lai be'emes. That means in truth. Mitzvah echad hava. The omer is mufna. The word hava by omer, by the garment omer, is extra. Havod the shtei alechem ain't a mufna, but the word havod by the shtei alechem is not extra. The tzrich legufi you need it for it to learn on itself. The shemina le Rabbi Lezer the omer because the reshava she ain't a mufna mishnei tzadeh. The reshava, which is both words that are being used in the reshava, are not extra. Elements at echod, but and only one of them is extra. Then lamid mimin you will learn the reshava im ain leheshiv. There's no question that davlam yesh leheshiv, but there is a question. The reshava mimishiv you need to ask the question. Maseches Yevamos perek mitzvahs chalitz and maseches Yevamos in the perek mitzvahs chalitz. The shemina le. We see that he said this. The Ketani, he says, Chalitza b'smol is psula. That the chalitza in the left leg is possible. Rabbi Lezer Machshir. Rabbi Lezer says it's kosher. The lo yolof regal regal m'mitzara. Because he does not learn the gzir shavu of regal regal from a mitzara. Parchinim, we ask Rabbi Lezer lo yolof from a mitzara. He doesn't learn from a mitzara. Vatanya. We have a b'raiser. Rabbi Lezer amir m'nayin l'mitziyo shehibo oizin yamanus. How do you know that the piercing of the ear has to be in the right ear? Nemar kan oizin v'nemar l'halon oizin. Mashinim, we answer oizin oizin mufna. Regal regal lo mufna. We answer that the words oizen, oizen, and gzer sheva are both extra, therefore you learn it. But regal, regal are not. The high love mufna the karminon, and that which is said it wasn't extra, mishneit sudden kamer, meant to say both words are not. The regal, the ksiv, the chalitza, it's a chalitza, because the regal that's said by the chalitza is needed for the learn itself. Of a mitzvah echa mufna, who, but one, the other word regal is extra. The parashas mitzvah is mufna, because the one by parashas mitzvah is extra. And he, the oni, the one by oni, the kulok ksiv, and mitzvah usher, because they're all being written by mitzvah, they're all written already by mitzvah usher. To be a ribuyehu, the ha v'hakravtem mincha chadosha samach, we're relying already on that pasuk, v'matzi l'michtav, v'moshvil sechem, lechem tenufa. You could have just written that, but Tevi'u Yisrael, and the word Tevi'u is extra. Lamutei Mai, Hodom Rabbi Yochanan Le'el, Lolo Kolom Rabbi Elazar. That which Rabbi Yochanan said earlier, that not by everything Rabbi Elazar says, Lachol Lamutei Hai, Machshirin. Also, what's he coming to exclude? Which preparatory stage is it coming to exclude the Lolo Dochi Shabbos that does not push away Shabbos, meaning you can't do it on Shabbos? The whole Machshirin could go in the Kaitz Lamin Mechubar, like to harvest it from it being attached. Lamutei Tzitzis, Shelo Yitlein Le'Betali, so with Shabbos you can't tie them onto your talis. And Shabbos, the first time of us, as we're going to explain as we go on. Kuf lamed aleph amid beis. Kol shaitzah zmanehu. The kevin sheyesh lo talis b'chol yom. Shemashah below tzitzis over ba'asiv. And since he has a talis every day that he's keeping it without putting a tzitzis, he's over an asiv. Afilu menachas b'kufsa. Even if it's in the drawer. Hilkach kol yom ramah mitzvasa aleha. Therefore, every day the mitzvah is on him. This is going according. He's explaining according to the man yomer that holds its chayvus beged. And therefore it's no longer in his possession, and therefore it's no longer obligated to do the mitzvah on it. You learn in mamitzin, since it didn't say birishon, it's coming for a drasha that takes you b'chol yom, that is the first day of the yomtiv. What do we need the inclusionary drasha for? But I feel the Shabbos to teach you even on Shabbos. In name of the Talta, if you tell me to move it, can the Mashma crow, like the Pasuk implies, it says, Lekicho, Lektiltu Be'amahu, which is just moving it, but Naim B'matan Torah, Lo Nesar Tiltu, and by the time Matan Torah, there was no Isser Muksa, the Isser Chakal, the Mishri Halahide, we should need a Pasuk to come and permit it, in a particular case. Elo Makshir of the Yisur De'Raisahu, which is the Yisur De'Raisah. Malahalon Yom of Afilu Le'Luske, Afilu Masechasukas, we learn Masechasukas, Lechta Rahman, the Belulov, the Makshirin, that the preparatory stages will push off Shabbos and you can do them on Shabbos. Nisnu V'neisu omer v'shtei alechem minei. You'll learn out omer v'shtei alechem for mitzvah. L'mole l'ksasvei. V'kulah. Why do you have to write it? By all of them. Im alulav b'mametzin the alulav from in the mametzin from alulav shehu mitzvah. It's a mitzvah machshir of deichen, and the preparatory stages will also be allowed to be done on Shabbos. Av sukkah, all the sukkah shemitzvah, which is a mitzvah machshir of deichen, the preparatory stages can be done on Shabbos as well. Gomer Zayin Yomim Gzer Shava Asa. It's coming Gzer Shava. Vachugav the in the mufnim the shnei stadim. Even though it's not extra on both sides of the Gzer Shava. The hal gabi lulav chad Shabbos Yomim hu dechsev. There's only one by lulav. Only one Shabbos Yomim is written. The Darshin Rabbi Lezer Mutei Leilos. And Rabbi Lezer uses it to exclude nights. Came in the Galer Rachmanu Ba'Omer Shnei Halechem the lulav. Since it's already been said over by Omer Shnei Halechem and lulav Gili Milsa Be'Amahu is only considered Gili Milsa. Not a full drasha, just revealing to us what the truth is. Below parchin and you go ask on it, and then we Rashi ends off over here with the gimgum, and Bach has his little gersa change how to work out the gersa over here. V'neisu hanach omer v'shtei alechem mino to learn omer and shnei alechem from it. Im esukah shekino heges b'leilos kibayam and be'ilu matzah leilah harishon choyvu v'sulo the matzah is only a mitzvah, is only an obligation on the first night. Kamin b'psachim say b'psachim Rashi seems to implying that the mitzvah sukkah is indeed a choyvu every single night, which is not how we paskin. V'nichta rachmana behedyo v'matza explicitly by matza v'nigmu hanach kulahu minei. Let's learn all the other ones from it. V'nashim kiba anashim k'dafinim v'sachem z'u learn v'sachem l'sechel alav chametz shivas yom. That's what the pasuk says. And we learn from that kol sheyishna b'chol sechel chametz. Same thing with anyone who's obligated not to eat chametz. Yishna b'kum echol matza is obligated to eat matza. V'nashim misnil b'bal techol chametz. And women are obligated not to eat chametz. The chametz is also say because any mitzvahs that's mitzvahs losa say, which is we're telling not to do something. Bein shas ban gromo, bein shas ban gromo. They whether it's time bound or not, chayavus, they are chayav. Lafuki sukkah v'lulav, it's exclude sukkah v'lulav. Let's know benashim. It's not applying benashim. The mitzvahs asish shas ban gromo because they are time bound mitzvahs. There's actually a couple of mitzvahs which mention inclusion, which are losa say, which women are not obligated in. For example, cutting payas. But the main point is true. Ulamai haikra hai milsa the true also the mishir b'shabbos, and that pasuk which is talking about blowing a shofar that's coming to perform Shabbos ilu tekiyo, if it's for actual blowing lo itzik we don't need it. Dafilu tekiyo is a reshus less but isur deraisa. Even just a tekiyo that's not a mitzvah, there's no isur deraisa to do on Shabbos. Malachas avoda shel terech which is effort. V'gamri mahadodi v'mseches rosh hashanah mseches rosh hashanah she'ein talmud loymer b'chodesh hashvi. The answer doesn't have to be said in the terech chodesh hashvi. The whole b'kama kray kasavlon. Already, another many psukim is written. The Yom Kippur b'chodesh Shvi. The Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. Ma tamalom b'chodesh Shvi. So why is it come to teach us? Tell us in the seventh month. She who called Terus Ma Mishal Chodesh Shvi Shavas to tell you that all the blowing of the shofar in the seventh month should be equal. Niftu avodim lubatim kriyas deror deyovel tluyabo. The saying calling out freedom to all of the Jewish slaves on Yovel is dependent on the blowing of the shofar. Hilka chashiva. Therefore, it's important. Imi kulahom ma'achas mekulam from one of them. We can ask from each one of them one of the stringencies, something which is different and more stringent in it that we've said in each of the previous mitzvahs.